So, I'm taking this class, this college class, Interpersonal Relationships. And of course, it has to do with, well, damn it, why do my relationships fail? Maybe if I take this class, then I'll like nail it, and it won't fall apart on me. So I took this class. So I, chapter one, chapter two, all it's a good book and it's a good class. But I get to this chapter on resolving conflict, and it's pretty in-depth. There could be an entire 3-credit class just on that chapter alone, in my book. And one thing that's interesting is that the teacher said that conflicts build relationships. And I'm like, and I was thinking, what the hell is she talking about? Is she crazy? And I looked in the book, and that book said the same thing, that all the benefits of having conflict. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Conflict causes distance. So it was complete reversal in my belief system, because my belief system that I have had is that conflict bad, get along well good, ugh. Conflict bad, harmony good, ugh. See, the reason I'm saying ugh is like a caveman, and I don't know how else to do a caveman. I never heard a caveman, so I don't know how to do a caveman accent, except for the ugh part. Oh, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, he did something like, what did he do? I forget what he did. I'm doing fine being a caveman. So, the reversal, it's like, does anybody else have the same belief system, or have had the same belief system? That it's like, conflict is good. Because in the past, let's say relationship starts out and it's all flowers and nice and lovey-dovey, and then a conflict arises. It's a matter of time. It could be a month, it could be 2 weeks, it could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, it could be whatever. And in my belief system with relationships, which I'm not saying is true, is like, uh-oh, it's a downhill turn. As soon as the conflict comes up, up, downhill. Better like resolve this. Either submit, surrender, or swallow it, pretend it doesn't exist so everything remains harmonious. But to actually deal with it, it's like, oh my God. So this particular chapter, all through this college class, it's like, well, this seems like a waste of time. I don't know why Holy Spirit told me to sign up for this class, but oh well. Maybe it's just discipline sitting in the chair. But then when it got to this chapter, conflict, it's like, oh, this is why I'm here. Because I don't necessarily have the correct perception. Gonna release the mic.
That's some very astute thinking there, Cliff. Correct perception. Lisa, did you want to share?
Cliff, when you said that's really interesting. And not having read what you read, I couldn't possibly speak to the definition that they give. But when we have our course groups at the house, sometimes somebody will bring up something that has the same word, different meaning from another modality. For example, when we talk about the word ego, that word alone, whether you're talking about Freud, whether you're talking about Eckhart Tolle or conversations with God or whatever, people have a different understanding about what the ego means. So what I find helpful is to not try to mesh everything together and to just realize what the word is really just a symbol and to go past the symbol and to find out what the meaning is. And without confusing you guys, this is what I mean. Here you are studying psychology, you know, interpersonal relationships, sociology, and the wording that they use is all to convey a meaning that's specific to the focus of from their perspective. And it's not necessarily going to match up exactly. But the fact that it brings up stuff for you is perfect for you because it lets you look at it for yourself and find out, well, what does that mean for you, and find where you can understand what they mean and understand the truth for yourself at the same time. I will say that when it comes to the word conflict, that in our world, we tend to come together with somebody for a purpose, and whether we realize it or not, all of our coming together with others is for a purpose. Every encounter is a holy encounter. It's all for my healing and for my brother's healing as well. It's all to help us to remember who we are, and there most likely will be some conflict in it. We don't come together to conflict. That's really the ego's desire or purpose for a relationship, is to come together to conflict either with each other or as the two of us against the world or as the group of us against others. However, conflict will be there because there's conflict in our mind, and our relationships are the perfect screen for the projection of whatever it is that we still have going on in our minds. And so, in a sense, we do come together for the conflict, but really for the healing of the conflict. You see, when they talk about interpersonal relationships, they'll talk about business. And I know when I went to college for business, we studied about this, people coming together for a common purpose. So there's a group of people meeting together, coming together for a purpose, and maybe for conflict resolution or to find a solution to something. But to come together for the purpose of conflict, I know that sometimes conflict can bring people together in a sense that all of a sudden something's happening in the world and people come together to help each other through it. But really, conflict is never the goal from the perspective of A Course in Miracles. However, from the sociology, it could mean something completely different, and it is helpful to not try to use a meaning that A Course in Miracles would give a word and try to carry that word over to another modality. It's like using a word in English that doesn't mean the same thing in Spanish or French and wanting it to for your own understanding. So it's better just to look to what the meaning is. Thank you.